The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Cowboy is here. Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, that's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly away.
That's it, baby, swinging.
Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. And on a land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me. We'll float down in a blue.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday, 6:06 on AM 970 The Answer with Joe Piscopo, and Big Al is here. And yes, Otis is here. If you saw just online, come here, Otis. Come here, my boy, my big Bernese mountain dog. He's old Brian Zagan producing for us as Frankie takes a well-deserved week off. Come here, Otis. Come here, my boy. You okay? Come here. Yeah, he's got his headlight harness on, and he is my boy. Come here, buddy. It's okay. You all right? Yeah. Hello. They say hi. He's a big Bernese mountain dog. You say hi? You can hear? I got you covered. He wouldn't let me leave this morning, man. I left the house. He was like getting like an anxiety attack. Well, I wish I could find a woman like you, Otis, that really, really cared enough to not let me leave the house, right? You're the best, buddy. I love you. You're my boy right here. Hey, what a morning. Holy moly. We cannot make it up, and Al and I are going to break it down for you. Matt is here, and Charles is here, and we have Councilman Eric Ulrich is here, Assemblyman Dove Hyken, Josh Gottheimer, Congressman from Jersey's 5th, Commissioner James O'Neill, always proud and privileged to have the commissioner of the stellar NYPD with us. That is in the 8 o'clock hour. We want to talk about the death of Detective Brian Simonson, you know, and our hearts always go out to the NYPD. And James O'Neill will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Jeffrey Lyons will tell you what films you want to see. Mike Gallagher will give us a preview, what he's talking about in the 8 o'clock hour as well. And the one, Mike Lindell is at Liberty a university in Virginia. We were supposed to be down there today together, but I'll tell you about that as we go on. I will be down at Liberty on the 12th of April, and we'll be down there performing. What a beautiful, beautiful university. Mike is there live, and he does, I'll tell you what, he's going to be before 10,000 people. Before he steps in front of those 10,000 kids at the beautiful Liberty University, he's going to jump on air with us in the 9 o'clock hour, the great Mike Lindell. You know, there's so much to talk about. I'm so fired up this morning, and this is why I'm always grateful to have the microphone that you and I could hash through what's happening, because you just simply can't make it up. Where do you start? Locally, you have to start with Amazon. They just lost, you know, they didn't want to spend $3 billion, and I understand the corporate greed. You hear me rail about the corporate greed of the airlines, certainly of Amazon. Where's the health care for the Amazon? Where's the unionization of the Amazon? Understand it all. But if it's going to cost you $3 and you're going to billion, and you're going to make 12 to 25 billion, you may want to do the math. You know, I understand it, but Amazon gone from Long Island City, gone from New York. You're finding us all agreeing with Mayor de Blasio. Not all of us. Most of us agree with Mayor de Blasio, Governor Cuomo, that if they've done nothing, they bought Amazon to New York. Hey, so that now we'll get into that, and I'm dying to hear what you have to say about Amazon, about losing Amazon, losing those 25,000 jobs, losing roughly up to $25 billion with a B, billion dollars. In New York, taking New York as high tech as anything in the Silicon Valley. And it was completely blown by the socialists. But understanding, by the way, I am a bleeding heart when it comes to the corporate greed. Totally understand it. But Amazon is gone. So now that it's gone, hey, Mr. Bezos,
due respect, sir. You want to go to Newark, New Jersey? I'm just saying. In a second, we would take them, right? I'll criticize the corporate cats until you come to Newark. Sure. Okay. Hey, man, we got the highest internet, highest speed internet. Come on, Cory Booker. Step it up, man. Show me something, Cory. Get in there. Get to your friend Jeff Bezos to Newark, New Jersey. Oh, how cool would that be? But it is devastating to the economy of New York. But we'll get into it, and we'll talk to everybody about it. And we'd love to hear your calls as well. 877-970-2999. Also, you know, I want to talk about the president. I want to talk about William Barr being confirmed. This McCabe situation, Andrew McCabe, former acting director of the FBI. I don't know if you could trust this guy. He's selling books. But when he says to Scott Pelley on CBS, it'll air this, and again, 60 Minutes wants to get the publicity, so they're putting this out, right? McCabe wants to sell books, so you have to take it with a grain of salt. If indeed this guy McCabe went in, and now you heard me talk about the deep state. The deep state isn't anything mysterious. The deep state isn't like these, you know, some, oh my gosh, it's some kind of little, you know, fraternity where these old white guys get below, you know, the Washington. No, it's just lifers, man, that don't want to lose their job. They're bureaucrats, lifer bureaucrats that want to run everything. Why? Control, power, and money. That's all it's about. Nothing new. It's the deep state in Washington, D.C., and everybody knows it. So McCabe's, but he, if he really was going to try to take out in a political way, Donald Trump, that's scary, man. Did that happen? Did that happen? Lindsey Graham's right. He called for a hearing. Get McCabe on the Hill, man. Get McCabe. Drill him. Just the fact that he's got to say, he says it on 60 Minutes, you got to talk to this guy, because now that's serious. If he went through that and Comey played a part of it, I'm telling you, deep state, I don't know. There's like, and again, please, I love the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Talk about stellar elite law enforcement agencies around the world putting their lives on the line for us. The men and women who listen to the show, who are my friends, who I have immense respect for, the special agents in charge in all the cities across America, around the world. Please don't look at the FBI like you will look at McCabe and Comey and some of those rogue bad actors, okay? All right, deal? Deal. Now, the president is going to declare an emergency 10 o'clock this morning. We will find out exactly what happens. Does the president declare an emergency? And he said he's going to sign this deal that went through the House. And now he says he will sign. We're finding out in the Rose Garden he's going to declare an emergency so he can get his $8 billion. I have one thing to say. Boom, mic drop. Let me tell you, and please, don't misconstrue this as quote-unquote pro-Trump, please. I don't want to hear that. I want to just hear what's best for America. Here you have, look at what happened with McCabe. Look at the deep state. That's just been going on for decades, for you know, a couple hundred years. I mean, that's the way it is, right? So then you and I think, vote for someone that is so out of the norm. So out of the box, turn it upside down, inside out of backwards, we just vote for Donald Trump just to upset that the status quo in Washington to indeed drain the swamp, right? So not follow me on this, please. Stay objective, please, okay? Stop with the hate. Ugh, with the hate over here. Donald Trump goes down to Washington. He starts turning everything upside down, as we would hope, because it was just insidious and parasitic and exactly what's happening, you know, within the deep state down there in Washington. So Donald Trump goes down there. So he does exactly what he's supposed to do. He doesn't get backed. I'm sorry. He doesn't get backed by the Republicans. The Republicans jam him up, man. Healthcare. And yeah, you could blame John McCain, I guess, right? But then comprehensive immigration reform. The president did. And the president doesn't need me sticking up for him, and I'm not. I'm just saying what the facts are. Remember, Dreamers, 1-point-something million Dreamers. Sure, we could talk about that. The president, every olive branch, he went out of his way. And it was the Senate and the House run by, excuse me, the Republicans. They jammed Donald Trump every step of the way. Now, those of us who wanted upset in Washington, who liked the drama of turning things upside down, the only choice the president has is to declare this emergency. Because No one's going to, I'm getting choked up. No one is going to work with him. No one's going to work with him. They don't care. The Republicans weren't there. So I'm telling you, I think it's great. Declare the emergency, build the wall. And when I look at my kids and I see that the high percentage, almost 80, 90% of the fentanyl that's coming into America and the gang violence. And if you don't walk the inner cities, then don't tell me about the southern border. If you do not help out the at-risk communities in the United States of America, and all the children being killed every single night in inner cities across America by the gangs that come across the southern border, then don't tell me about the southern border and the wall. You are not qualified. You are not qualified to comment on it. They come in droves, and the president sees, listen, if it's political, whatever it is, it's the right thing to do. Because you know what? The swamp creatures down there, Republicans and Democrats alike, are not going to work with this president, then you know what, Mr. President? Do it on your own, and we got your back. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's quarter after 6 o'clock. Wow, me, Albert, what a morning. Oh, look, everything
absolutely
happening. This is like, I couldn't believe
Amazon
it.
Telling New York to drop dead.
I can't believe it.
The 2000 version of, you know, the 70s version of Ford telling the city to drop dead.
Yeah, so. remember that? Everything, yeah. You weren't even born yet.
Yeah, I was.
Everything that was happening and unfolding last night, I'm going, but look at all this. Then this. I want to touch on this, too.
Right.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Hello.
Oh, boy.
She's going, we won. Then she does the math. This was my favorite. Now, stay with me on this just for a second. A quarter after six.
Two plus two is five. Carry the four.
Listen to me.
Divide by one.
Did she go to a really good school?
I have no idea.
You and I didn't, but we could do that math. I can do that math. She's going, $3 billion. She goes, $3 billion. Well, now, you know what we could do with that $3 billion? Stay with me.
Right.
I promise you, this is what AOC said. And again, I'm not attacking.
Yeah, you are, but it's all right.
No, I'm not.
No, it's okay.
I'm not speaking in glowing terms of Donald J. Trump. I'm not attacking you. I am giving you the facts. We are pragmatic and amicable and right down the middle on this radio show. She goes, oh, now we have $3 billion. Well, we could use that for schools. We could use, well, excuse me, AOC.
Does she understand?
No, she doesn't.
There's not $3 billion sitting somewhere.
She doesn't. They don't understand it.
She doesn't get that, right?
No, and I'm a small business.
That's $3 billion over the course of how many years that they're going to be here?
She had no idea. We will be able to use that. I was actually embarrassed for her. I mean, because she didn't understand it. And Whoopi said it last night on The View. She looked right in the camera. She said, AOC, you know, step back, get a learning process, learn everything.
She's too enamored with wanting to get in front of the camera and be a star.
Freshman representatives that are going down there, all of them, got to just stand back and got to learn a little bit. The fact of the matter is, on that $3 billion giveaway, and Frankie and I railed on it, you should give the guy that. Hey, Jeff Bezos should say, and they're right. He should say, first of all, you want the unions in, we'll work with the unions.
Right.
Hey, you know what?
Apparently they had a meeting
helicopter,
the other day.
A helicopter pad. I would like to do a helicopter pad. I'll pay for the helicopter pad. It would be nice if Bezos said those things. But at $3 billion, you thinking, what did they say Amazon would bring to the city with those 25,000 jobs? 12 to 15 to $20 billion? Can you do the math there? Inexcusable.
Well, here's the thing. The union leaders met with Cuomo the other day and apparently had gotten through an initial round of negotiations where things were looking up. Now, whether or not that would have meant union jobs or whatever, I don't know. But all of these union leaders were saying, you know, we can work with Amazon. We can figure something out. Amazon never wanted to renegotiate the deal. I think you have to put the blame, a lot of this on this not coming here on Senate Majority Leader, Deputy Majority Leader Michael Gianaris. Because apparently Amazon called him three times to meet with him, and he refused to meet with them. So why? Now, apparently him and Cuomo have some back and forth with one another, and apparently he refused to meet with Cuomo, too. So I get why you didn't want the deal to happen, but you need to come to the table. It's called a negotiation.
You know what's curious, too, is being a union guy and supportive of the unions, you can sit down with the unions now and work out a deal with the union, saying, look, like I always say in Jersey, it goes pension and welfare, and they're just writing checks. And that's another thing. Do not let me forget, because people are crazy on Twitter about giving free college to illegals in the state of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. We can't afford it, man.
Right.
But you can work it out. The unions will listen. I know that from being a union member of three unions. Let's work it out. Let's talk about it. So, and Amazon is way over the top. And Jeff Bezos, I'm telling you, I understand the argument. But you don't let a company like that leave your city.
But also, you don't allow a company to dictate the terms. My issue on Amazon is they weren't willing to come back to the table to renegotiate here. They were just like, well, we're not going
to
get an approval.
You just said that they tried to do that?
Well, they tried to contact them. They didn't get any success. But then when Cuomo, I guess, and de Blasio really wanted to meet with them again to say, look, what can we do here? No, they didn't want any part of it. They pulled out of the deal. So to me, I blame both sides on this. I think both are at fault. I think, I'm not talking about Cuomo and de Blasio. I think it's the way they went about it.
Where was Bill de Blasio this last week? Oh, running for president. You do not leave this city.
Well, he didn't leave.
He
canceled his whole trip because of the cop and everything else.
Did he stay? But he didn't go. He did not.
No,
leave.
He did not go
did
to New Hampshire.
Did he stay with them? You sit down with these people.
Right. Well,
you sit down with Bezos.
They didn't want to.
Andrew Cuomo has all of the political power and the gravitas. To sit down with Jeff, it's Andrew. Sit down with me. This is inexcusable what happened.
I'm sure that the governor would have sat down with Bezos. I think this is a bigger problem, a more fundamental problem in state government that Cuomo thinks he now has control over, and both sides of the legislature, clearly he does not. There is a divide in state government between Cuomo and the people that are sitting in state government, and that is a major issue.
Absolute train wreck, Al. You're right. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock at Tulo Piscopo on the radio, Debbie Duhame. Hi, Debbie. Hi. How you doing this morning?
Hi, Joe. Hi, Al. How you guys doing today?
We're good. Otis is here.
Otis is hanging with you this morning? Cool.
He's like, I got to take a picture. He just sleeps, man. He's male Bernese Mountain Dogs are the best because you know what? Their hobby is like sleeping. So you don't have to really worry about it. But he had like anxiety when I was leaving the house this morning.
Really?
And he's like panting. I said, whoa. I said, yo. I said, relax. Come with me. So I walked. Aww. I put on my headlight harness and I walked him to work with me. My boy.
He's all set.
Yeah, he's all set. Debbie, here we go. Friday. Oh, I know. Yeah. And here it's starting already. 6:21. Debbie Duhame on the roads for you on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning to you, Joe. Thanks. Let's go to the Taconic southbound into Todd Hill Road in the Grange, just cleaning up an accident. Then on the Taconic southbound, getting down into Yorktown Heights, a collision there. No problems at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB, 5 minutes in. Lincoln, 15. Holland, about 10. Some volume as you head over to 109 North, getting up toward the Tunnelly Circle in toward the Holland Tunnel. If you're heading over to Newark, 3rd Street, getting in toward the area of Sussex Avenue, that's all closed with fire department activity. Here in town on 37th Street, right between 3rd and Lex, watch out for an accident investigation. Looks like a pedestrian accident, unfortunately. And the westbound BQE, right at the Kosciuszko Bridge, an accident just being cleared. New Jersey Transit, 6 canceled trains because of positive train control. Partly cloudy today, high of 54. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer, WNYM. We'll see you then.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Up and early this morning. Good morning. Good morning. 6:23, and I'm running out of the house. And what's the first thing I do when I got up? I took my balance of nature right there. Took the fruits right there. I'll take the vegetables later on, and we're going to get Al on it. Frankie's been on it, and you've heard me talking about balance of nature for the longest time, and how we a great dinner the other day with Dr. Douglas Howard. I hope I wasn't rude because I kept asking him 10,000 questions. He barely had time to eat because I was asking him about balance of nature, about antioxidants, how he came up with it, what's best for it. And if you have allergies, how do you use balance of nature? You know, and for energy, how do you use balance of nature? So I said, because I told him, I'm loving this balance of nature journey. And I invite you to do the same. To go like Frankie Five Boroughs, like Albert's going to do. You just take, I take three balance of nature fruits. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You could bang out three in the morning, right? Boom. And then three at night. And then if you have a cold, you feel like something's coming on, you take more. It's easy. You don't even feel it on your tummy. I'm telling you, balance of nature. This is the cutting edge of nutrients. And we invite you to call 800-246-8751. We made the number easy so you could remember it, all right? Balance of nature is 800-246-8751. Use the promo code THEANSWER for 20% off any first preferred order of balance of nature. Have it shipped free, or you can go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure, please, you use the promo code The Answer. Good health, it's only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. Promo code The Answer.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. My lean baby, tall and thin. 5'7" of bones and skin. But when she tells me, baby, she loves me, I feel as mellow as a fella can be.
Where do you find these songs out? This is what's this? I don't even know the name of this song.
This is Lean Baby.
Lean Baby. Yeah, because there was a point where he tried some rock and roll tunes, I think back in the early 50s, I believe. Hey, Frank Sinatra, Frank, anytime is always good. It's 6:26 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. What a morning. You cannot make it up. Councilman Eric Ulrich will join us. He is the Republican-endorsed candidate for New York City Public Advocate in this February 26th special election. We'll be talking about the councilman about Amazon leaving New York. Boy, I tell you what, I was shocked when I saw it. Didn't think they would walk. Amazon walked away from New York. And I'm telling you, I want everybody. I'll tell you. Now, listen to Daddy, please, if you would. You see all these candidates coming out. Everybody running for office, you know. How do you let a company like Amazon get away without working out something with them? And now you hit the nail right on the head. It's the governor. You would think that with all the Democrats, you know, in power in Albany, it wouldn't be a problem. Governor Cuomo is not in control
because
of the
Governor Cuomo,
Senate up there.
Governor Cuomo thinks that he is the Lord of New York and not the governor. He bullies, he pushes.
Well, now.
Now, in some ways, is that a good thing when he pushes? Yes, but in other ways, it's not. I think that the city council of New York, and I also think that the state government of New York, are upset that both Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo pushed this deal through without really looking at it with a fine-tooth comb. Same thing with Governor Christie years ago when he was giving all these tax breaks, and then we find out a lot of those tax breaks didn't help people and businesses. So I think they want transparency. And the both of them, Cuomo and de Blasio, have talked about how transparent they're going to be, and yet they've been anything but.
Okay. So Joe Pesci, lethal weapon. Okay.
But I think the Amazon deal would have been a great deal for New York. I think, you know, to bring 25,000 jobs to the city.
This is what I'm exactly right.
It's huge.
It is. And believe me and Frankie were saying, you got to be true to the unions. You got to be true to the community. You can't jack up the rents like that. We can't afford to live here anywhere. Hey, billions of dollars is billions of dollars. It put New York right in line with Silicon Valley. It is now gone. It is gone. And I don't know, because I keep telling you, Governor Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo, like him or not, and we are just so disappointed, and I'm being kind, in Governor Cuomo, what happened with this abortion situation. They passed that. They can't keep Amazon here. It's a disgrace of politics. It's a disgrace. But the governor, with all his power and all his savvy, and he is, and I mean this in a complimentary way, a political animal. You sit down with Bezos. You sit down with Jeff. You make the personal call. I don't know how this got away. So let's turn to Newark, New Jersey, where we made such a big play for Amazon. Let's see. And I will call out in a respectful way. And we'll talk to Josh Gottheimer about this as well. Cory Booker is a very, very powerful guy, whether you like him or not. Senator Booker, let's see. And I'm calling him out. Cory, get Jeff Bezos to Newark, New Jersey. You want to show something? Because you could do all these socialist programs. You could mess up the math like OAC does. You could talk about the Green Deal. Show me something. Put AOC. Your money. AOC, what did I say?
OAC. OAR. Whatever. I mean, you know.
So you can go in. You could talk about all these deals. Put your money where your mouth is. Show me something. You got to bring jobs in. And now they're talking Green Deal this. And they're talking all these, the economy this. No, they don't know what they're talking about. This is in the palm of his hand. Senator Booker, my friend, my longtime friend, who I tell you what, I know you disagree with me, but I have respect and love for Cory Booker. Bring Amazon to Newark. Show us something.
Well, Governor Murphy and Mayor Ross Baraka have already reached out to Amazon again to say, look, Newark is a great opportunity.
And Ross Baraka, a smart guy, too. He
is. The problem is Amazon is saying, we're not looking for another headquarters right now. We're going to hold off.
They're playing hard to get, are they?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think what Amazon is going to do now is they're going to build their facility in Northern Virginia, and they're going to wait, and they're going to see how much more tax abatements that they can get. That's my biggest issue with all of this. Why does somebody like Jeff Bezos need $3 billion in tax breaks to bring a business here? I'm not saying don't help the guy, but why are we giving the richest guy in the world that many tax breaks?
Because you're
going to
make $15 billion?
Okay, right, but what's to say?
Let me do the AOC math.
No. What I'm saying is, what's to say Amazon doesn't pull out after a certain point and these people are now up high and dry? I think when, you know, if you're a smaller business making millions of dollars, let's say you make $1 million. You're going to want to get some type of break in order to come to a big city, but you're not going to get the breaks that a guy who is, a billionaire 16 times over.
Yeah. You know, the thing I don't like, that how Walmart and Amazon, all these big, and how the airlines treat us. I am so Bernie Sanders, and I understand the socialists when they say that. The corporate greed is run amok at this point. Understood. But do the math. Ow, I failed math. I have a feeling you did too. I was just...
Oh, yeah, I did.
I was the worst. Yeah. I couldn't get through high school. They go,
I had to go to night school twice.
Algebra? So. They went, did you get this? They go, algebra? Oh, you want to take kind of... No, give me general math. Give me the business.
You put letters and numbers?
Yeah.
Like, I'm out.
I know.
Not my... So and by then, the way...
But I can tell you, hold on. The thing I'm telling you give away $3 billion to make... $20 billion, or $25 billion,
right.
And 25,000 jobs. Excuse me, that is simple math, and I am embarrassed. And please don't let this go. You're kind enough to listen this morning, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I like the freshness. I'm so tired of seeing Chuck Schumer be so dour, and Nancy Pelosi saying just going after the president like this. The freshness of the new blood in the House. I understand it, but I'm embarrassed. Can someone just pull her aside? Is she not listening to anybody? You got to pull her aside and go, hold on, Alexandria, you can't say we don't have the $3 billion yet, honey. Is that sexist that I said, honey? I guess it was. Mm-hmm. But that was something that we were going to get if Amazon came to town. And also, I got to tell you this, too, at 6:32 while I'm reeling, how, you know, now the president's going to declare at 10 o'clock this morning a national emergency and build the wall, which is great. Then Nancy Pelosi said, and I tell you what, I agree with her. Listen to me, if you would. She said, well, now we have gun violence in schools, the gun violence school, or the problem in schools with the massacres that we've been seeing. You know, yesterday was a year with Parkland. Ugh, that's a national emergency. Bingo. You know, Madam Speaker, you are right. But it's not a gun issue. That's where they're going to play. They're going to do national emergency to take the guns away. It's not that. You got to listen to my buddy, Andrew Pollack, lost his beautiful daughter, Meadow, in Parkland. And you've got to go through, get rid of what the mistakes they made in Parkland.
Right.
And it is a national emergency. And that's called security in schools. And you know what else it's called? Mental illness. I agree with her. It's a national. That's a national emergency. But don't make it a gun issue. But I know she's going to go there.
Here's the problem with Pelosi. She's right, but she's using it as a political talking point. She doesn't really mean it.
And they would
The difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the difference.
Well, we'll see what happens. If I'll tell you what, though. I have to tell you. In 877-970-2999, President Trump has no choice. This declaration of an emergency to build this wall to protect our southern border of the United States of America is as Trumpian as it gets, and I'm loving every minute of it. Forgive me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, please just give me a call. 877-970-2999. Eric Olrich is going to join us momentarily. Hey, you know what? Dove Hyken, a man I have immense respect for. I love when somebody's true to their heritage, yet it's woven within the fabric of the United States of America to make our country stronger. And Dove Hyken is a great American in that regard. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Josh Gottheimer, Congressman, will join us. Commissioner O'Neill, always honored to have the commissioner on our show. Jeffrey Lyons, Mike Gallagher, Mike Lindell in the 9 o'clock hour. 634-877-970-2999. Oh, what a morning, man! What a Friday, man! Put your seatbelt on, baby. Al Catullo standing by. He's got the headline news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 635. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Queens Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez applauding the loss of the Amazon deal in Long Island City. In a statement on Twitter, Ocasio-Cortez celebrated that Queens had blocked Amazon's corporate greed. Ocasio-Cortez was one of the most vocal critics of the Amazon deal, which would have been in her district. Amazon cited the opposition of local officials in pulling out of their second headquarter plans, which would have been located in Long Island City, bringing upwards of 25,000 jobs to the area. Mayor de Blasio blasted Amazon in a statement saying they're not tough enough in New York City, while Staten Island Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis said, "Nice going, anti-capitalists." Meanwhile, both Newark Mayor Ross Baraka and New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy releasing statements urging Amazon to consider the Garden State for a second headquarters project. A 14-year-old girl from Fairlawn is recovering after being sickened by a pot gummy given to her by a 13-year-old classmate. Cops say the victim was hospitalized last Friday after the 13-year-old allegedly gave her a marijuana edible while in class at Thomas Jefferson Middle School, reportedly as a stress relief. Police arrested Fairlawn resident Jeffrey Klein in connection to the incident, charging him for possession of hashish. The 13-year-old is being prosecuted as a minor in family court. In sports, Knicks team record 18-game losing streak is over. Dennis Smith Jr. had 19 points. They beat the Hawks 106-91 in Atlanta. New York now 11-47, a half game ahead of Phoenix. The Knicks are now off for the All-Star break. Well, the Devils lost to the Blackhawks by the final of 5-2. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take it out to the Northern State Parkway heading west at Deer Park Avenue. A disabled vehicle. We're still seeing slowdowns on the westbound Bruckner at the Hunts Point Drawbridge with an accident. And watch out for this accident investigation over on 37th by 3rd Avenue. It looks like everything closed here. It's an accident involving a pedestrian. Staten Island Expressway eastbound slowing down Slauson Ave out through the Verrazano Bridge. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 20, Holland still about 20 minutes getting into town as well. 18 northbound building getting up toward Route 1. 3rd Street is blocked off over in Newark, heading out toward Sussex Avenue with some ongoing fire department activity. Southbound Thruway just starting to build slightly, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Taconic southbound in Yorktown Heights, a collision there. Checking the forecast, cloudy today, high of 54. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 44. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high in the 30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Burlington. Hurry into your Burlington store and stock up on the everyday essentials you need for your family and home. Socks, underwear, denim, coats, plus towels, bedding, and so much more at a fraction of the price. Burlington, style for everyone.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with UnitedHealthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available on our network.
What drives a business? Construction and real estate. Get the inside story from the experts on planning, engineering, government relations, and more. Don't miss Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute. Saturday night at 7:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 638 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Can I tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn? I love Michaels of Brooklyn. Ah, we got to put together a Michaels of Brooklyn night. We got to put it together in Michaels of Brooklyn. I want you to be there, and I will show up. I will show up.
You sure?
Yes, I will. Right. Avenue O and Nostrand, right there with Johnny and Fred and Marianne and Michael himself. This is one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America, according to the Food Network. You know, you need a great Michael's of Brooklyn night. Everybody does. And everybody who's anybody goes to Michael's of Brooklyn. And then the sauces, the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. You know what? It's certified gluten-free. You check this out. Certified non-GMO, and it gives you a product that's as healthy as it is flavorful. When I tell you puttanesca, marinara, fresh tomato and basil, forget about it. Michael's of Brooklyn, the best around. You will see it on your supermarket shelf. Michael's of Brooklyn. You take it home. Just try it. You'll never go back. It's the best jarred sauce anywhere at any time. And it's made right there in Brooklyn on Avenue R in Nostrand where the restaurant is. Got to check it out. Michael's of Brooklyn. Again, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. This according to the Food Network. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
It's Piscopo on the radio, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock with Al Gattulo. Debbie's on the roads for you this morning. Councilman Eric Ulrich is a city councilman representing Queens and the Republican-endorsed candidate for New York City public advocate in the February 26th special election. Hey, Councilman, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing, Eric?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, give us the news broke, man. Amazon not coming to New York. This is huge. What are your thoughts on this turn of events, sir?
Absolutely devastating. You know, it never ceases to amaze me, Joe, that the voices of a few could ruin a wonderful opportunity for a good paying job for so many New Yorkers who could use it. Just absolutely devastating.
It is, you know, and if you're listening outside the area, we have so many people that listen on AM970TheAnswer.com. We appreciate that. Councilman Eric Ulrich is local. This is a very local issue. You're going to hear about Amazon left New York. But New York is like, you know what, Eric? It's like we're just regular people. People think it's like this big monolith that is New York City. This is people. These are jobs. This is billions of dollars. I am stunned myself. But Governor Cuomo is blaming the politicians. Do you buy that?
Well, you know, I think on this one, the governor got it right. There are a bunch of politicians and a small handful of individuals who were just dead set on killing this deal from day one. It was never about trying to make it better or trying to extract any more benefits for the local community. It was always about trying to kill the deal. They believe that Amazon represented corporate greed. They never saw the many benefits that this was going to bring to Western Queens and to the city as a whole. This was definitely going to be a game changer for New York City. But now that we kicked the gift horse in the mouth, basically, the teeth, we're sending a message to other companies that you're not welcome in New York, that we don't want businesses to come here to open up shop, to create jobs, to create economic opportunities. I think it was a big mistake. I'm very disappointed, but you know what? I'm really not surprised. Do you really blame Amazon, Joe? Do you blame them for deciding to pull out of this deal after how they were treated? Any other city, there were I think 200 cities across the country that were trying to get this deal, and we got it, and any other city would roll out the red carpet and welcome the jobs, welcome the economic stimulus, and we just basically slammed the door in their face. It's disgusting what happened yesterday.
Yeah, and, you know, we're dying in Newark, New Jersey. We want them to come to Newark, New Jersey, Councilman. I mean, we were so excited, but I got to tell you,
You may get them now.
I may get
them now.
Man, I'll tell you. Yeah,
Well, thanks to Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and her friends in government. It's disgusting.
Well, you know what's embarrassing? And listen, I don't want to criticize anybody. We accept everybody on the show, and we open the airways to everybody, Councilman. But she's going like $3 billion. Now I know. Here's what we could do with that $3 billion now. And then she goes on to say how we're going to help the schools out with this. Does she know? You're not going to get the $3 billion now. Does she understand that? Can someone talk to this cat?
First of all, it's not $3 billion. Amazon was going to receive $3 billion over several years in tax incentives, which were as of right, which would have been offered to any company that relocated to one of the other outer boroughs. Yeah. Now, listen to this, though. Over 25 years, we would have seen a $27 billion return on all of the tax revenue that would have been generated as a result of this deal. So this would have been paid over in spades. Yeah. Paid back in spades. It's just ridiculous what happened.
Yeah. And the union thing, I understood the union thing. They're saying they weren't a union, but, you're going to really
talk. No, they were going to build union. They signed a project labor agreement. They were going to build union. Okay, the fight was over, the permanent jobs, but and Amazon's defense, they were going to pay more than prevailing wages because the average median salary was going to be $150,000. For the permanent jobs in Long Island City.
Yeah.
So if you want people to earn less, then we're going to earn more.
Yeah. How upset is Governor Cuomo, do you think? I mean, this guy does not like to lose, Councilman,
I understand that. I think part of the problem is how this whole thing was rolled out. The governor and the mayor did not do a very good job of selling this project to New Yorkers, to the media, and they allowed the NIMBYs and the handful of people, again, who were just dead set against us from day one, to dominate the media, dominate the conversation. And as a result, we New Yorkers, we lost 25,000 jobs, and there is nobody that is going to replace those jobs, no government program that's going to replace those jobs. And those people who fought this, they ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, Eric Ulrich, Councilman Eric Ulrich, there was an article in the New York Post this week highlighting you in the special election for New York City Public Advocate. That is on February 26th. There are 17 candidates in total, Councilman. How do you like your chances, sir?
I'll take my chances any day. I'm the only candidate who supported Amazon from day one. I'm the only candidate who opposes closing Rikers Island. I'm the only candidate who's opposed to congestion pricing because I think it's a commuter tax on the outer boroughs. And more importantly, Joe, I am the only candidate in this race who will be independent of the mayor, who will stand up to Mayor de Blasio and his socialist agenda and all of his buddies in Long Island City who killed this deal. It's time for common sense. We need to balance the scales in this city. It's getting out of hand. Look what happened yesterday. It's happening every day in the city. We're chasing businesses out of the five boroughs. Someone has to stand up for the mom and pops. Someone has to stand up for common sense. I'm running for public advocate. It's a nonpartisan special election in 11 days. And if New Yorkers are sick and tired of this nonsense, they got to show up and vote on February 26th.
Eric Ulrich is the man. I understand before we let you go, Councilman, you are not running as a Republican in this race. Can you explain why that is happening?
You can't run under a partisan party line. It's a nonpartisan special election. So there are no Democrats and there are no Republicans being identified on the ballot. I'm running on the common sense party line, and everybody else is running on the communist or the socialist party line as far as I'm concerned. All of them are part of the mayor's so-called progressive agenda. They've all supported the mayor, endorsed the mayor, and they're doing a victory lap right now that we just lost 25,000 jobs. All of them. They went to a party last night. It's disgusting. I am the only one who said that this is a good game changer for Queens.
Yeah.
It's a good project that we need the jobs. I'm running under the common sense party line, but I am the only real Republican in the race, and I'm asking people who are, again, tired of the mayor, tired of all the socialist nonsense, to come out and vote in 11 days for public advocate in the nonpartisan special election.
There was a party last night, Councilman?
There was a party. There was a party. They were literally dancing in the streets. Mike Gianaris, this state senator from Western Queens, he was there. All the people that some of the left-wing lunatics that really organized. By the way, most of those people don't even live in that community. I think they were importing them from other parts of the city and state.
Yeah.
And they were trying to get people riled up. Did you hear Bishop Taylor the other day, the Reverend from the community saying, our elected officials don't speak for us. The people of Queensbridge, the people that live in public housing, we want those job opportunities. We want the opportunity for a better life. Our elected officials that are against this, they are not the voice of the community. We are the community. We are the NYCHA residents, and we want these jobs.
Eric Ulrich, councilman, fired up, man. Thanks so much for taking the time, Eric, and come back soon, please.
Have a great day. Don't forget to get out to vote.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Councilman Eric Ulrich. That's February 26th. He is a candidate for New York City public advocate. Makes a lot of sense. I'll tell you, 877-970-2999. I understand there's so much of me that is so against corporate greed. But in this incident, with the Amazon situation, and then when I saw, and it popped up on my Twitter feed, Amazon it bails out of New York. I was shocked. Just shot him, boom! Now, of course, being a Newark guy, I'm going like, come on to Jersey! Come on, Bezos, come to Jersey, man! But, you know, the fact that the matter is, in New York, it put New York, and the councilman's right, it put New York on such an international scale in high tech, it would have put us on the equal with the Silicon Valley. And they just let it go. And this socialist agenda, I'm telling you, this, and you know what, want to know something? It's the future. If we don't hunker down and we don't make sense of it, this is the future. If this is not an example of what's happening. So we got a lot going on today. The president will declare an emergency to build that wall, apparently 10 o'clock from the Rose Garden. I want to hear what you're thinking about that as well. 877-970-2999. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock right now. Al is here. Piscopo is here. And we got Debbie on the roads for you. Checking out. It's a Friday. That's always, you know, it's impossible getting from the station to the Holland Tunnel on a Friday at any time, Debbie. You know that?
I know. It's amazing. It's like, it's not like a long distance, but it takes forever.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It's like, come on now. And the politicians don't care because they got the lights. They got those secret lights in those SUVs. Those lights that just appear out of nowhere. And then they get through traffic. Not us. Not so much. So Debbie's going to get you through it as best we can. 10 minutes before 7 with Debbie on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, major problems right now here in town on 3rd Avenue as well. 3rd Avenue is blocked off as you get up through the 30s. And it's all due to this pedestrian accident that happened right at 37th by 3rd. Again, it's a pedestrian accident being investigated. Harlem River Drive southbound, pretty busy down toward the RFK Bridge. Traffic is slowing down over on the Grand Central Parkway westbound into Francis Lewis Boulevard. That's a collision. And the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, heavy Slauson Ave out through the Verrazano. Westbound side of the Bruckner, busy into the Hunts Point drawbridge with a collision. Busy on the Cross Bronx west out toward 3rd Avenue. Inbound GWB waiting about 30 minutes now. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland about 20 to 25. 80 West, it looks like you have a car fire here. Getting out toward Knowlton Township, getting out toward exit 4. And traffic is slowing down just a bit southbound Thruway, approaching the Tappan Zee Bridge. 17 eastbound, busy through the construction zone, down through Harriman. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The headphones that keep snapping back at me, Al. I love them, though. I love
wider.
Them.
I don't care.
My head's so big, man.
Those are expensive headphones. They're the best in the business.
Yeah, and I so they could they could.
I got to get Stu to order me a pair of them.
Yeah. Oh, you like these?
I have a pair at home. But
you got the IMUS. You got the IMUS things in your ears.
No, these are just Sony earbuds. But the IMUS one is like the stethoscope.
Yeah. So, but thank you. You want my headphones? I'll give them to you if you want.
No.
Right, you sure?
No. I'll ask Stu to order me a pair.
I'm being gracious and nice. And you want my headphones? I'll give you my headphones. All right.
No, I'm good, honey.
Hey. Okay, darling.
How's
hey.
Your face? Looks good from that Harry's razor, huh?
Yeah. I love Harry's. I love Harry. When you shave your head, use Harry's. You got to use Harry's. The Harry's blades will last. I don't know how Jeff and Andy, two guys, right? Remember two guys? I remember two guys in Jersey. Remember that store, two guys? Well, this is Jeff and Andy, two guys who started the best razor company in the world, Harry's. Because you get when you order a Harry's kit, like, for example, the initial kit, you get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover. You know how much it is? You would never guess if I thought $3, $3 plus free shipping. You just have to use Piscopo at harrys.com. That's 10 million people now using Harry. When are you going to jump on board? I'm telling you. Harry's founders are Jeff and Andy. They were tired of paying up for those razors. You know, and I was tired of going to the supermarket. I keep telling you this. Tired of going to the drugstore. And then there's a glass vault with the razors behind it. And then you got to get that the drugstore person with the keychain off his belt. belt there or her belt there, and you go, could you open that up? I'd like to pay $40 for that razor. Forget about all of that. All you got to do is go to Harry's.com, use the code Piscopo. Harry's has received over 20,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and on Google. Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. $2 each! Half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. I'm just saying. And all of Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love to shave, you let them know. They'll give you a full refund. But you're going to love to shave. I'm telling you, best I've ever had is Harry's. And I could shave the day before if I got to do TV or something. I'll keep telling you that. That's how good the blades are that Jeff and Andy came up with. Now, new customers. This is big. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code Piscopo at harrys.com. Again, razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code Piscopo at harrys.com. You know what? You might want to put a little note on online. You tell them, listen, I heard you on the Piscopo show. We support Joe. We support Harry's. And thank you for jumping on the Joe show because I love telling you about good things. Please go to harrys.com today. Use the code Piscopo at checkout to claim your offer.
Don't miss Seton Hall basketball on Sunday when the Hall takes on the Creighton Blue Jays at 3 o'clock. Pre-game show at 2:50 p.m. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action on AM 970, The Answer.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpesin L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpesin L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpesin L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its durability and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Limit two per household while supplies last. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone, host of Bagels and Broadway, every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. On this Saturday's show, a conversation with the artistic director of the Transport Group, writer and director Jack Cummings III, former child actor Dara Paige Bloomfield, with a show focused on young and adult Broadway performers, Rob Kevlin making his Feinstein's 54 Below debut featuring Jennifer Holliday, plus Broadway Bulletin and Food Bites. It's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday at 9, also on Alexa.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Clouds and a few sunny breaks today. Breezy, much milder, nothing more than a brief shower or two, high 55. Partly cloudy tonight, brisk and turning cooler, down to 35 in Midtown, upper 20s though in some of the colder northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow will turn out partly sunny, breezy and chilly, high 42. On Sunday, some sun followed by increasing clouds, high 39. There may be a little snow Sunday night into early Monday. AM 970, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Hey, you got to go to Moe's. You know you got to go to Moe's. 6:56 with Joe Piscopo. One of our initial listeners from day one, and this is the man that actually sends flowers to Debbie Duhaime, which we absolutely love. Mario from Jersey. Mario, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Joey. Thank you for the compliment. She deserves every rose in that bouquet.
Thank you for doing that. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just want to tell you something. Andrew Cuomo, like Al said, thinks he's the lord of New York. Not only did he alienate the right, I go back to the fracking thing in central New York, who could have bailed us out there with all those jobs. Pennsylvania is booming. Amazon wants that spot more than anything. They want to be next to the Pepsi sign, Joe. That sign has been there like 100 years. It gives them instant credibility. They would have threw up this big monster sign.
Yeah.
And, Joe, you know the ability of advertising. That big electric sign would have been right there on Amazon. They're bringing 30,000 jobs.
Yeah,
Joe.
Yeah.
All of the car they're going to buy, all of the packaging they're going to buy.
I know. And it, And Mario, but I know this upsets you too. They passed that abortion law, that horrific abortion law, and they can't keep Amazon. It's an embarrassment. Mario, we love you, man, and we thank you for thinking about our girl Debbie, man. Thank you so much. Mario sent Debbie flowers for Valentine's Day with I think earrings and everything like that. Hey, Al, what do we do? We got to jump. We got to get with the program, pal. 6:58.
Well, I got a wife.
Yeah, that's true. Biscopo in the morning. Dove Hyken, former Assemblyman Dove Hyken will join us. Just a great, great man, a great American. You don't want to miss Dove on the radio with Biscopo in the 7 o'clock hour. Congressman Josh Gottheimer is another good guy from Jersey, and he's going to join us as well. Commissioner James O'Neill, always a privilege to bring the commissioner to the airwaves. That is in the 8 o'clock hour, Radio Biscopo, live from New York City.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
45 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD sergeant injured in the friendly fire shootout in Queens out of the hospital. Sergeant Matthew Gorman released yesterday afternoon. He's home resting. Meantime, the hospital bedside arraignment of alleged suspect Chris Ransom on murder charges was delayed as he recovers from multiple gunshot wounds. A viewing for Detective Brian Simonson, who was killed in the incident, set for Monday and Tuesday. His funeral on Wednesday in Hampton Bays. Federal health officials say the flu shot is doing a pretty good job this season. A new report from the CDC yesterday shows the vaccine is nearly 50% effective against the virus strains in circulation. That's better than last year. Children and teens appear to be protected or better protected with an effectiveness rate above 60%. Flu activity widespread in at least 47 states. The season can last as late as May.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.